you are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. Hope you're out in your backyard firing up a grill or getting ready to, because, man, we are in the quintessential grilling weekend right now. It's the middle of the summer.
The Mecca, baby.
Right, and if you aren't doing it now, you know, we might have to clip your man card. So get out there and do something with your family and fire up a grill, and you will not regret it. I don't care what you put on there. If it's just burgers and dogs, this is the time of year to do it. And because people come together when there's a barbecue, and that's a whole lot about what we do. But there's side dishes that are really, really good. But there's some technique. We were talking a little bit about it during the break. Bob is going to go over an onion ring recipe, but it isn't the recipe as much as it is the technique. Because he asked me, well, do you make onion rings? I'm like, yeah, and I suck at it. And what happens is it's all about the consistency of the batter with me, because I can get the sweet onion. I can cut the rings. They're beautiful. I dip it in my batter. It looks great. I drop it in the oil, and the batter somehow leaves the onion. And I've got bare spots around my onion ring, and it's like, once again, I'm a big fan of eating with your eyes first. It just doesn't look right.
I'm going to hook you up, baby.
Right, all right.
So my opinion of the batter, people make the same mistake all the time. They use like a fish beer batter.
Okay.
You need to use tempura.
Oh, okay.
That's the crust that my wife loves, and I cook to please my wife.
Can you buy that in a box, or do you whip it up yourself?
Yeah, no. Nope.
Okay, a tempura batter.
Actually,
because you're right, that's exactly what I'm doing,
depending
Bob.
On what city you're living in, like in Grand Rapids, there's a Home Depot in Cascade on 28th Street. Across the street, there's a strip mall. And there's an Asian market in there.
Okay.
Really wonderful Vietnamese family. And they have all sorts of Asian. It's not just Vietnamese, but they have all sorts of stuff from the Philippines and here and there. You got to go in there. If you want to spice up your grilling side, they've got some cool stuff that will make your neighbor jealous. And this is all about grill envy,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, man. Every time.
So for a proper onion ring, I use Vidalia's.
Right.
And then you got to slice them at the right width.
Okay, which is about what?
I don't measure them. I'm going to say 3/8 of an inch.
Yep.
Quarter inch at least.
A little bit wider, yeah.
Quarter inch at least. And, yeah. And then you're going to want to make up a dip of egg and milk. Throw them in there. Take them out. Drag them through flour. Set them on a rack. Let them kind of get tacky and dry just a little bit.
So the flour sucks up a little of the moisture and gets...
It forms a sort of a Teflon coating or something, not Teflon, but a tacky coating on the outside. So when you put them in that batter, the batter wants to cling to it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not doing that step.
Yeah. So that's where a lot of people, that's why you're seeing all the bare onions, because it just can't hang on. You're throwing it in 350-degree oil.
Right.
And it all ends up in your oil.
Right. That's exactly what happens. So so the tempura batter, is that like
it's fluffy. It's light and fluffy. Have you ever been to a great Asian restaurant and had tempura shrimp?
Yes. Yeah.
Didn't you love the coating?
Right.
That's what they're doing.
Super light.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But the flour makes the tempura stick.
Makes the batter stick. Yep.
I was missing that step.
The egg makes the flour stick, makes the batter stick.
Yep.
It's a three-step process.
Okay.
And that's all you got to do.
And it's then you drop them in 350 oil, and when they float, they're done? Or
look like they're done, they're done.
Yeah.
And don't put too many in at a time, because they'll want to weld together.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's all there is to it. And then as soon as they get out, have some nice garlic parm salt, hit them with that, and... Boom. You know that stuff I used to make at the kitchen for the fries?
Right.
I called it a crack fry recipe.
Right.
It's really pepper, salt, Parmesan cheese, and garlic.
Okay.
And people loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It was very much like the Hopcats crack fries, which they can't call crack fries because PC.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, that's what I do. Now, when we were talking about wings before, I said smoky crisp wings.
Yep.
And again, I talked about it a little bit earlier, but the thing that when Rob and I were traveling the world doing all this barbecue stuff, one of our points of contention that we did not agree on was the texture of the skin when we got done. He always insisted on the Memphis rub, which I'm fine with, but he didn't mind rubbery skin. And I do. Every time I have a good wing, it's got kind of a crispy skin to it.
Right.
And so when you run it on the smoker, you run that risk. If you leave it on the smoker too long, your skin will dry out a little bit, but you've probably also overcooked your wings.
Right.
And now your guest's experience is lessened because they're chewing on a wing and it's a little dry. It's like, oh yeah, flavor's real good. I need a beer with this.
Right. And which isn't necessarily wrong.
No, but you do want that wing to maintain moisture. Some of the moisture because
juicy chicken is better than dry chicken.
Yeah,
simple answer.
Especially with like a breast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And that freaks people out too. Another conversation.
The flats and the drums cook in about the same time. It's ironic, but there's more bone in the flat than there is. I mean, there's a double bone, and the meat's kind of between it and stuff. So is it safe to say that they'll cook at the same time, drums and the flats?
I'd hate to disagree with you, but on that I found, again, at the kitchen, that I would separate. I'd put all my flats on one together. I'd cook them at the same time, and then I'd put all my drums on one and cook them at the same time because to get the drum done, I always felt like the flat was a little overdone. And again, it's that perfect doneness that, you know, if you're really a food freak,
right,
you want that to come out just perfect. And when it doesn't, you know, you flog yourself. You go back in the bathroom and you get your flog out.
Yep. that's a whole nother story. So I'm going to be doing those today in that trailer smoker, and it's an offset smoker. You all might have one at home, an offset smoker. Mine's just a bigger version. But if you're in a box smoker, then would you put your drums at the top, or would you put your flats at the top?
Right, one way to do it.
Right, and then
a little hotter, usually 10 to 15 degree difference.
Right, and then monitor them, pull them off, and let the drums finish.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, Jethro FM, and of course thegrillingguys.com. Check out our website. On the right hand side, we've got all of our sponsors. There's some new ones there. And you can click on their logo. It'll bring you right to their site. And please take a look at them at least, even if you don't buy anything. But look them over before you go shopping because these people have been in business a long time. They're generally family businesses. And they're just wonderful people that support our show. So they keep us on the air. And Jop and I will never be able to retire from this show, but the show will stay on the air.
Right. We've got some many long-term sponsors, and we have one new one. It's the Hall Street and the Wealthy Street Bakery. They're both owned by the same people. And We had them on the show a couple weeks ago, or was it last week?
I think it was last week.
But anyway, for every event now, I'm going there to get the bread, and boy, the variety of stuff that they have is amazing. You just got to try one of these. They're neighborhood bakeries, but they're full-blown restaurants, and they're wonderful.
Yeah, those rolls you picked up from them for that event we did at the Gravel Bottom, fantastic.
Yep, yep.
Perfect texture.
Yeah.
And again, when you're doing barbecue, it's just like the texture of the skin on the wing, all these things. Some of those subtle differences, at least if you're discerning, are going to make all the difference in the world as to, you know, your satisfaction and how you feel about what you gave your guests.
That's right.
Because that's why you do all this work. You don't do it so they can have something from a drive-thru.
Right. And the thing about these buns, we'll finish with that, is that they're hardy enough.
They hold up.
They hold up. You put meat on there with sauce, and you don't want your bun being a soft, mealy mess. They're still firm. They hold it, but the flavor, oh, God.
Yeah. Mealy mess.
Love them, baby. Love them, baby. So coming up next, another holiday recipe that
I begged you to do this.
Yeah, and I've done it before, but you're going to get it
so
again
good.
Because it's so good to do this, is that I've got a buffalo chicken dip that I make in a 24-inch cast iron. It feeds about 40 people. You're going to want to hear this because you can do this at home. It's not that hard to do, And it'll be a, it's always a hit. So you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.